This is Tom Williams, and you are listening to Talk Theater in Chicago's Review Podcast. Here is my review of The Old Curiosity Shop. The Old Curiosity Shop, a Victorian fairy tale of joy and woe by Charles Dickens. A stage play conceived by Raymond Fox, adapted by Raymond Fox with Laura Eason and Heidi Stillman, directed by Tracy Walsh. Enchanting Dickens' fairy tale comes to life at Looking Glass Theater. No one adapts Charles Dickens' novels as wonderfully as Looking Glass Theater Company. Their version of Hard Times a couple of years ago was splendid and spectacular. Their present Dickens work, The Old Curiosity Shop, is a sensual triumph with exquisite lighting by T.J. Gerskin, sets by Brian Sidney Bembridge, and costumes by Maria Blumfield. These elements propel us back into the Victorian England of the 1830s. The Old Curiosity Shop is an adult fairy tale of dark despair that moralizes on the evils of gambling, greed, and human frailty, filled with Dickens' most bizarre characters and his most delicious villain, Mr. Quillip, played by Thomas J. Cox at his bow-legged, manically nasty best. This is an early Dickens novel that isn't as complex in many ways as his later ones, but it still plays out to be quite interesting. The show is narrated by Raymond Fox as the single gentleman. The play is set in a curiosity shop, which is an establishment where one could purchase secondhand goods of antique type and, of course, junk. Little Nell, played by Laurie Hamm, tries to help her grandfather, Troy West, run the shop, but his gambling addiction overwhelms him and he loses his shop to Quillip. Nell and grandfather are forced to journey from London to avoid Quip's wicked avarice and debtor's prison. Their travels through the English countryside lead them to meet a host of characters, some evil, some good, but all are vibrantly interesting. The fate of Nell is vividly played out with a wonderful, quick-paced production filled with unpredictable twists and marvelously developed little anecdotal characters. This adaptation takes a long, often rambling, and quite sentimental novel and trims it down to 2.5 hours of Victorian adventure filled with humorous characters and telling morality. What makes this tale work is the empathy evoked by Troy West's grandfather and the innocence of the devoted little Nell, played with strength by Laurie Hamm. When you add Thomas J. Cox's terrific turn as the bow-legged, richly evil Quillip, who has almost mythological appeal, and the outstanding ensemble work from the likes of Eva Brenneman, Lawrence DeStacy, Raymond Fox, Tony Hernandez, Lisa Trujillo, and Andrew White, each playing multiple characters, and The Old Curiosity Shop unfolds as a marvelously engaging night of theater. The stellar use of Bembridge's two-tier set, complete with the centered arc bridge, and the vivid use of background lighting illustrate the show and adds depth to the story. The complex story is easy to follow as director Tracy Walsh has each character played to the hilt to garner laughs and exaggerate the bizarreness of their human traits. This ambitious production contains a tad too much, but then Dickens' stories are so dense that they require many scenes filled with wacky personalities. Looking Glass's production is clever, enchanting, and a thoroughly entertaining show that offers a flavor of Dickens' time and his understanding of the human spirit. My rating for this show is recommended. It is at Looking Glass Theater, 821 North Michigan Avenue in the Water Tower Pumping Station in Chicago. The tickets are $20 to $58. The running time is 2 hours and 30 minutes with intermission. It runs through June 11th. For more information, call 312-337-0665. That's 312-337-0665. This is Tom Williams reminding you, go see a play this week.